Okay, we're on Memvav Ahmed base, and kind of halfway through the big set, halfway into the big section. Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, "Hamalech b'derech, someone who's walking on a journey, ve'ein lo levia, and he does not have an escort. So that's a little bit dangerous. So what should he do? So ya'asoik b'torah, he should get involved in Torah. He should learn. Shneimar." Because it says in Mishlei, ki levias chein, because it's an accompaniment of a charm, yeah. Which is the context is somebody who learns Torah. So he's basically getting So you see, a levias chein, the Torah provides an escort of chein. Heim l'roshecha, they are to your head. But a knock him means like a necklace l'gagroshecha, so for your throat. Okay. Another statement of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. V'amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, Bishvil, on account of Arba Pesios, the four steps, Shaliva, Shil is a prefix, Leva that he escorted, Paro escorted Avraham, Shinema, through basically appointed someone. It says, V'yitzav Olav, and he commanded upon him, upon Avraham, Paro Anoshim, people to escort him, V'goyma. So this led to Nishtabed, that was subjugated Bonov, Bivonov, his sons, meaning of Avraham Avinu's sons, Arba Ma'oishana, 400 years in Shinema, but of them, and they will serve them, V'inu Oisam, and they will afflict them for Arba Ma'oishana. So we see there's a connection between accepting this chesed from Paro to basically being subjugated to him. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Says Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav, Kol Hamalava Eschaveiro, anybody who escorts his friend, Arba Amois, Bo'ir, in the city, Einu Nizok, this traveler will not have any, will not be damaged. Okay, we're going to have a story to prove this. Ravina Alve L'Rabba Yitzchok, Dalad Amois, he led to Rabba Yitzchok, Dalad Amois Bo'ir. So Mota means arrived, liade, to his hand, Hezekah, right, dangerous situation, Bitzil, and he was saved. So we see it works. Okay, Tana Rabban, we've got a brisa. Harav, so now this is telling about how much does a person have to do the via. So it depends really who's the two party involved. So a Rav the Talmud, if a Rav is escorting his Talmud, okay, Ad Ibura Shel Ir. He has to go to the Ibur of the Ir. This is a halacha in Erevin, the Ibur of the Ir. It's about 70 and a bit amos. Yeah, outside the city wall. Okay? Or sort of sent from the last house or something, yeah? Now, a chava lechava, one chava to another chava. So this is like a Talmud Chacham to his contemporary Talmud Chacham. Ad Tchum Shabbos. He would do it until the Tchum Shabbos, which is 2,000 amos. Okay, now what about a Talmud L'Rav? Talmud L'Rav, so if the Talmud is escorting his Rav, yeah, Ein Loshia, you can't quantify this. Sounds like you should do whatever it takes. Yeah, end of Brisa, but the Gemara asks the Kama, so what is the Shia of Ein Loshia? Yeah, so Amar Rav Sheshis, says Rav Sheshis, add Parsa. You've got to go a Parsa, which is about 4 kilometers. Okay, so now we qualify this. Below Omron, we only say that Ela Rabboi, we're talking about his Rebbe She'enu Muvok, that he's not his, you know, specialized Rebbe. He's not, he's like, maybe Rav Muvok is, I've looked it up, but I think it's a Rav that you learn the majority of your wisdom from, that has a higher status of a Rav, and that would demand more respect. Yeah? That was, so we were talking about over there when it's a Parsa, was it just any Rav? Yeah, about Rabbi Muvak, but a Rabbi Muvak, his personal Rav, Shlosha Parsois, right? He would have to do escort him for 3 Parsois, which is about 12k. Now, Rav Kana, we have some stories about Levia, or distances at least. Alve, Rav Kana, so escorted Larav Shimi Barashi, yeah, Mipum, Mem is a prefix, from Pum Nahara, from Pum Nahara is a place, literally means from the mouth of the rivers. I suppose there was a. 2 rivers connecting over there. Ad Beit Tanaisa, until the house of Tanaisa. Tanaisa means palm trees, right? So the place of there was palm trees, yeah, the Bovel, which was in Bovel. Ki Motu Hossam, when they arrived to this the palm tree place, the Beit Anaisa, Omale, he said to him, right, I'm not sure if it's the person who was escorting the person who was being escorted. Vadai de Amrisu, surely is de Amrisu, Dalit the prefix, Amrisu, that they say, Hani, these Tanaisa, these palm trees, de Bavel of Bavel, Mishne, members of prefix, from the years of Adam, Arishon Isnahu. They were. Meaning these were from the beginning of time, these trees were here. Okay, so responds the other person in the pair, Amale. So he said back to him, Adharton means you reminded me of a milsa of a matter. Right, this is a related point. The Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina said, my dechsiv, what's pshat in the pasuk? It says, Be'eretz lo ava ba'ish, in a land that no one passed it, right? Lo, I mean, it was never, no one ever went through there. Velo Yoshev Adam Sham, and no one ever dwelled there. So there's a bit of a contradiction in this pasuk, right? That was the end of the quote. Uchi ma'acha shelo ava, right? And because that somebody didn't pass there, heichan, how would he, where would he Yoshev? How could he dwell there? I mean, if no one's ever been there, right? You wouldn't say, well, no people, you know, live on the moon, right? Because no one ever really goes there, right? Obviously, so it's kind of not necessary. So what's pshat? It's a bit of a strange pasuk. So we're going to change pshat in the pasuk. Ella, we say like this. Eretz should goza allow a land that he basically mapped out, right? Gezerah means he made a gezerah on it, yeah? Adam Arishon, Liyishuv. Right, so that's the Adam over here is actually Adam Arishon. We thought, yeah, that no man ever dwelt there. But it was saying, no, it's not no man ever dwelt there. That means Adam Arishon, yeah, did not map it out, right, or right for Yishuv. So it says it in the opposite way around, though, right? Let's say it this way. Sorry, I'm confused. We're just basically going to say like this: that when it says in the that no person dwelt there, well, if Adam didn't decree that a person should dwell there, no one dwelt there, right? So like Eretz Gozer allow Adam Rishon Lishov Nish Yashva, a land that Adam Rishon said zoned it. That's the word I was looking for. We zoned it for Yishov. People dwelt there. Eretz Shalom Gozer allow Adam Rishon, but a land this is that they didn't make a gezer upon it. Lonish Yashva was not dwelled. So basically we're saying that, so Rashi points out that so we're saying, if this place has if this place that we're in now doesn't have any dwellings there, right, so it wasn't zoned for dwelling. So if it wasn't zoned for dwelling, that must mean from the outset, from the beginning of time, it was always trees. Rav Mordechai Alvei L'Rav Ashi. So these are stories now of people doing Levia, Mihagrunya, from the place of Agrunya, Va'ad Bei Kifi, into the place of Bei Kifi. Okay, V'imula, Ad Bei Dura. Some people said it's Ad until Bei Dura. Okay, so now this is a big section over here, which is pretty straightforward, so we're going to go through it. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Meir, in the name of Rabbi Meir. Kol She'eno, anybody that does not malava, does not escort, umislava, or allowed himself to be escorted, ke'ilu, it's as if shoyfech domim, as if he's murdering somebody. Shilmole, because if they would have, livuhu, would have escorted him, who, the dwellers of the town, the anshe yirichoi, le'elisha, to Elisha, lo gira, doivim, he would not have started up, excuse me, the doivim, the bears, litinoikois. To the Tinoikos. So basically, this is a story. Basically, Elisha left Yericho and he didn't get escorted. And we're going to see in the story, he got followed by 42 youths, and the youths started making fun of them. And then 42 youths got killed by two bears. Okay? So, and that was because they didn't escort him. Shinemar. V'ya'al. So this took out Elisha. Elisha was the Talmud of who was a Novi of Eliyahu Novi. But Yal Misham, he left there to Beis El, I suppose towards Beis El. V'hu Allah b'derech, he went upon the way. V'na'arim, and na'arim are the youths. Katanim, who were small children. The Gemara is going to ask, what does that mean? How can they be youths and small children at the same time? Yotsu min'ir, they left from the city. Viskalsu, and they started speaking, right, basically derogatory. Rashi's put, I can't remember, but I don't know if it was in Kinyan Masechta, but Rashi says somewhere, says the word kilos means dibor yeser. It means it's just speaking a lot. So sometimes you can use it in a positive as praise. You'll see it used in a positive, and sometimes it's used in a negative way, as in derogatory. But it means they spoke a lot, and here in context, it's negative. Boy. And they said to him, right, Olo Kareach, go up, Baldi. Allah, go up, Baldi. Right, so Omrulo, they said to him, we're explaining what this means, right? So why are they just saying, why did they decide to like comment and criticize him about his lack of hair? So they were alluding to something, yeah? This is what it means. Allah, go up, Shekarachta, that you, Elisha, made bold, Alain, for us, Esamakom, our place. So Rashi explains that because the story over there, Elisha went over there and had bad water, and he sweetened the water, but their job was that they used to import water from another place. So basically, he basically stopped their source of money. So they were very upset with him. So that's why they said, that's what they're telling him. So
these kids,
yeah. It was the old days. Yeah. Well, let's see now. The Gemara is going to say it. The Gemara is going to do good. Look, well, the Gemara, exactly, this is going to be the next point, the Gemara. So, my Na'arim Katanim. What does it mean, Na'arim Katanim? So, Na'ar basically is someone around bar mitzvah age, right? And Katanim means a kid, a little kid, right? So, you're one or the other, yeah? How can you be 13 and 7 at the same time? It's not a kasha, really, but... we kind of know what. But Amar Rabbi Elazar, says Rabbi Elazar. So we got two answers over here. One is, which we saw this in Chagiga, actually, a similar thing. Shemen Nu'urim is a play on words. The shin is a prefix. Nu'urim means to be shaken out. But sometimes it's used as like cleaning. You shake something out to clean it. Min mitzvos. Meaning they're shaken from the mitzvahs, i.e., they don't have any mitzvahs. These people are like, they don't care about mitzvahs. So that's the Lashon Na'ar. And Katanim, why do we call them Katanim? Shahayu, because they were Mikatni Amona. They didn't have any Amuna. Right? So because they could have, because, well, you know what? So the Novi took away our Parnasa, so surely Hashem's going to, you know, give us a new source of a Parnasa. So you have, okay. Now, that's one answer. Yeah? So Tana, there's no answer from a Braisa. Na'arim, Hayu, they were Na'arim. But the Bizbazu, they basically, they lower themselves. They were, right, Atzman Katanim, like Katanim. Right, Bizbazu is normally to, like, deride, whatever. It means to, like, so they acted like kids. Now, end of two pshatim. Now we're going to have a kasha. Maski Falav Rav Yosef, we have a similar problem in a different posuk. Yeah, Dilma, perhaps, Al Shem Makoimon. Maybe when it said, because we said it said Katanim and Na'arim, yeah? Maybe they were from the place called Nuran. There's a place called that has, it's called Na'ar, or Nuran, which we'll see. Me look, Steve, doesn't it say in the Pasuk, this is actually also by Elisha as well, interestingly enough, but Aram. Aram is the Armenians. This was a nation which we had a lot of trouble with. They used to fight against us. So Yotsu, they left their land. Gedudim. Gedudim means as in a arm, as armed troops. V'yishbu means trapped, right? Not that they sat, right? V'yishbu, they captured. So, yeah. Me'eretz Yisrael, from Eretz Yisrael. Na'ara, single. One, Na'ara, like a maiden. There's a katana, who's a girl. So we have the same contradiction over here. End of quote, yeah? V'kashalon, and it was a kasha to us. Na'ara, u'katana. How can she be a Na'ara and at the same time be a Katana? How can she be 12 and 7 at the same time? For Amara Padas, so Zevra Padas, Katana, she was Katana, an actual Katana, she was 7 years old. Demin Nu'uram, that she was on the place of Nu'uram. So we know we've got this place called Nu'uram. So why don't we say the same tarets over here? Why do we say over here that it said they were Narim and they were Ketanim? Why don't say they were Narim? They were, you know, they were 13 years old, and they came from the place of Nu'uram. So why are we saying they were Menurim min ha-mitzvahs or the Bismu Atzvan? Okay. So answers the Gemara. No, it's different because Hossam over there by the young girl. Yeah, lo meforish mekoyma. It didn't say where she was from. So therefore, we're going to say, okay, fine. So we're going to assume that this is a place. Yeah, but over here, hacha meforish, if you look in the psukim over there, it was meforish mekoyma. It was clear they were from Yericho. So we know they're from Yericho. So therefore, so it must be over here that it's not explaining the place. And therefore, we gave the drushes before. Now, carrying on with the story. So now, so you can imagine. So Elisha's going up the hill. Yeah, and he's bald, and these kids are calling him Baldy, and they're insulting him. Yeah, so v'yifanacharav, so he looks behind him, yeah, v'yira'im, and he saw them, v'kalaleim, and he cursed them, b'shem Hashem, with the name of Hashem. End of quote. So, ma ra'a, what's this ra that he did over here? We'll see when we explain it. What he says, because he saw them and he cursed them. Right, what's this ra? So I'm Rav. Rav says this ra is kind of intense, kind of special spiritual ra. Right, ra mamash. He saw mamash. It was like laser beams coming out of his eyes. As we've seen this before, Kedatanya, we've got a brisa. Yeah, Rav and Shimon Gamliel Omer. He says, Kol Mokom, any place where you see, right, Shenosnu Chachomim Enayim, where the shin is a prefix, shenosnu, that they place the chum in their eyes, right? There's the Talmud chacham glare, but he has to like kind of click in to that glare. When he gives that glare, the result is, or misa, the person's going to die, yeah, or oini, or he's going to become poor. So basically, he gave him the special Talmud chacham glare, which led to their deaths in this case. Sometimes they become poor. Okay?
In that way.
So there's an Orachayim on this, that they place the eyes in them. So the Orachayim says basically, he places their eyes in him, and they basically see themselves through him, and then the Na'asa Galshal Atzamos. That's normally what happens. If they die, the Na'asa, right, Galshal Atzamos. That's what Shimon did that, has done that. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, what's Ra? So no, another second explanation. Yeah, Amar, Ra, he saw, Shechulam, Shin is a prefix, that all of them, Nisabra, that was impregnated, Behen Imam, their mother, with them, yeah, B'Yom Kippurim. Meaning, their mothers did Averas on Yom Kippur, which they weren't supposed to do, and this also led to a problem with the child, because spiritually it was a spiritual defect, yeah, and therefore they didn't deserve to carry on living in somewhat, because Elisha actually got punished for this. So but he still had to have a reason, right? Rabbi Yitzchok Nafka Amar, a third answer, Bluris, right? He saw a Bluris, that's like a kind of a Goyisha haircut. I think it's the one which the that like they do in America, where they chop the top bit off and then they have like long hair at the back, right? Not the opposite way around that some people have the. I think so. I'm whatever. But Rabhen ke'emurim, like the Amorites, and we know this is actually a Avera. It's Darchi Emuri, right? You're not supposed to act like the Goyim in their choik that they do. And now, fourth answer. Well, yeah, Rabbi Yochanan Amar. He saw that there wasn't in them lachlukis any moisture, like any trace moisture shel mitzvahs. Meaning they weren't, they just were totally didn't do any mitzvahs whatsoever, and so that he felt was a bad thing. Now, Gemara asks Kasha though, v'dilma b'zorayhu, perhaps in their descendants, nehava, it would be, right? So how can you kill these people? What about the descendants? You know what I mean? Like, this is, it's not fair. Yeah? So, Amar Rabbi Elazar says, Rabbi Elazar, Yeah, low bomb. No, he didn't. There was any. There wasn't any mitzvahs in them. Yeah, the low bazaram are not in their descendants and soft kolodoros until the end of all of the generations. Now, these two dots kind of ignore because we're carrying with the story. The teitzena shteim dovim, and the teitzena means they left, right? Plural, two dovim, right? Two bears, min hayar from the forest, v'tivka eno, and they basically made a breach, right? Mayhem from the group of kids, arba'im ushnei yodim, 42 kids. So basically, the bears killed 42 kids. Now, Rav and Shmuel have a machlokis with regards to how the mechanics of Nissim. Right? Chadama, one says, it was an ace. Okay? The Chadama, it was a nace betoch nace. It was actually compounded Nissim. There was actually two Nissim, not just one. So, the Gemara's going to explain. Manda amar nace, the person who said it was a nace, yar hava. There was a pre-existing yar. Okay? The Gemara is going to explain, but basically, it'll become apparent. Basically, there was no nace to create a forest because there was already a pre-existing forest there. Yeah? Duvim lo havo. But there weren't any duvim and any bears. So the nace was that basically, through the curse of Elisha, they were created these bears which killed the kids. Yeah? Manda amar nes betoch nes. The one who said it was nes betoch nes, right? Lo yar hava. There wasn't even a forest there, right? It was a very open ground, and suddenly a forest appeared. Yeah, the lo duvim havu, and there wasn't any bears, and then suddenly the bears appeared. So good. So now, ask the Gemara. Vila heavy duvim. So why can't there be bears? Below the heavy yar, right? And there shouldn't be a city. There shouldn't be a forest. Sorry. Meaning, why do we need the nace of the trees? The trees didn't do anything. So Chewy said that's what happened. There was no forest and there was no bears. So Hashem created a forest and bears. But why did Hashem do that? Hashem doesn't like breaking the rules, okay, of Teva. And so the Gemara de Be'isi, the Dal is a prefix. The word Be'isi means scared, and scared over here means the bears. Now, if you're a bear, yeah, bears, if you notice, they like to be in forests. So if you look in America, that's what always happens, yeah? You have the town with the forest, the trees by it, and the bears go in and they rampage. But they're not going to rampage and kill people unless they had a place that they could, like, run back to. So they don't feel confident. So therefore, it was a necessity for the psychology of the bears that they had a forest. So Amar Rabbi Chanina, says Rabbi Chanina, Bishvil Arba'im Ushnayim, because of the 42 korbanos Shehikriv that he sacrificed, Balak, right? Melech Moav, the Melech of Moav, Hufku, they were, that's the same word we said before, they were breached, but basically means killed, from Israel, Arba'im Ushnayim Yolodim, these 42 Yolodim. Okay, so basically we're saying that the reason that this happened basically was because Elisha didn't get escorted. So as soon as they didn't get escorted, they had this terrible thing happen. But what gave the negative forces from the Midas Adin that would allow 42 Jewish children to be killed, even though in a certain sense they deserved to be killed, it was because of the sacrifices that Balak gave to Hashem. It created this negative thing, which led to the deaths partly of these 42 children. Now, so this Gemara is not so common, this one I just mentioned. Now, this is a very famous Gemara which comes up a lot, which is going to be a theory we just saw in Daf Yomi recently, yeah? Ini, is that true? Because we've got a Chazal that says the exact opposite of this. It says, but Amar Rav Yehud, Amar Rav. Says Rav Yehud in the name of Rav. Le'olam, a person should, Yasoik, should be involved, Adam, B'Torah Mitzvahs, in Torah Mitzvahs, for Afal P Shalol Lashma, even he's doing it Shalol Lashma. He's doing it so his friends will say, "Wow, you're great," right? So that's not a reason not to do it. You're not doing it for Hashem. You're doing it for you, yeah, somewhat, yeah. Shemitoich. That means the shin is a prefix from the word mitov, from within, yeah. Shalol Lashma, from doing a mitzvah and Torah Shalol Lashma, Bar Lashma, right? You're going to come to Lashma. Right, we hear this all the time, right? Mitoch lo lishma, bar lishma, right? This is the source of this Gemara. This comes up in Shas. Yeah. So shibeschar for the in the reward of the arba'im u'shnayim of the 42 korbanos shehikri balak that Balak sacrificed. Melech Moab was the king of Moab. Zocha, he was zocha. V'yotza mimenu, she came out from him. Rus, right? Rus was a descendant of Balak. Shiyotza mimenu, right? That came from him. It should be mimena. So mimenu, I suppose, was going Balak. Yeah, it should say mimena, shouldn't it? Mimenu. So really, so in a sense, his descendant, Balak's descendant was Shlomo, right? Shukosavoy, that said with him, with regard to Shlomo Melech, Elif Oilos, Yala Shlomo. 1,000 korbanos, right? Oilos is ol, like an Oilos in plural. Yala, he will give up Shlomo. And obviously Shlomo, when he did the korbanos, was Lashma. So we see that Balak, in the beginning, he did korbanos Shalom Lashma. And in the end, there was a spiritual evolution. Yeah, and this came to bring korbanos lishma. So we said, okay. V'amar Rabbi Yosi ben Choyne, and we're just going to prove now the descendants, whatever. Yeah, Rus was the bito shel Eglon. She was the daughter of Eglon. And who? And Eglon was the bnoi shel Balak Kaisa. Okay, so that's the kasha. So we just said basically We just said that basically these 42 kids died because Balak broke korbanos. And then we're just saying now, Balak was zoicha to have Shlomo come out from him because he did, even though he did his korbanos shelo lishma, shelo lishma, bar lishma. So it seems that it was a good thing. So was it a good thing or was it a bad thing? So answer the Gemara, yeah. Ta'avasoi, his desire, Balak's desire, miha, nevertheless, leklola, heavy, was to curse, it was.